Skidmore's class of 2021 will have something new in the application process, the choice of whether or not to include their SAT or ACT scores. The Liberal Arts College in Saratoga Springs is joining more than 850 four-year schools that already have a test-optional policy. Some on the list include Hamilton College, Mount Holyoke College, Union College, and Middlebury College. Mary Lou Bates, Skidmore's Vice President and Dean of Admissions and Financial Aid, says the college is making the change after years of debate and the recommendations of a recently completed report by the school's enrollment management group.
Part of our decision rested on the fact that in our analysis, the testing has played a very small part. We have the centerpiece of the application is the student's transcript, and we look at many different dimensions of that transcript.
Bates says admissions decisions mostly come down to performance and the types of classes students take in high school. For Skidmore freshman Zoe Islar, the change is welcome news. Islar says she has test anxiety.
So like for me, the SATs was like nerve-wracking.
She says she's glad the school is putting the decision into the hands of students.
If a person feels like their test scores isn't good or isn't like acceptable to their like standards, then don't do it, you know, take a chance. But if you feel like your test scores are great and, you know, send them in, then go ahead. You know, you never know.
Freshman Lily Philbrick also has her doubts about test scores.
I don't think that SAT and ACT scores are a good indicator of a person's intellect.
Philbrick thinks wealthier students also have an advantage over poorer applicants.
The tests are so expensive that like people who come from lower income families can't pay for those classes to help them prep for the tests, and the books are so expensive to help prep for the tests that I find that it's unfair.
That's another issue Skidmore is taking aim at, according to Dean Bates.
We're hoping that access is going to be a big result, that students from underserved backgrounds will be more willing to consider Skidmore, in fact, even drawn to Skidmore, because they feel that the work they've done in the classroom is going to be the focus and not test scores.
Standardized test scores will still be an important part of the admission process. As part of Skidmore's new policy, international and homeschooled students, as well as students with transcripts with written evaluations, will still be required to submit a standardized test score. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.